Welcome to the third episode of Bilge Monkey Adventures. When we last saw our heroes, over 6 freaking months ago, they were about to engage in mortal combat with the entire Spanish regiment guarding Tortuga. It seems that despite disguising himself in an absolutely astounding Jack Sparrow outfit from top-notch costumes, the wily Spaniard still recognized Bilge Monkey beneath all the dreadlocks, fake tattoos, and screen-accurate frock coat. Today, we rejoin Bilge Monkey and Gunther to find them still engaged in mortal combat with the Spaniards. Because let's face it, there's an awful, awful lot of them, and no end in sight.
Dios mío, what a waste of Spanish summer!
3,110,398! 3,110,399! 3,110,400! Hot salt and prancing dandies, 400 Spaniards dead! How you doing, Gunther?
7,999,970. Nearly 8 millones, bitch.
Keep art, lad. You'll catch up soon enough.
Dios mío, will this ever stop? It's been months and months, and they just keep coming. Who knew that Tortuga has so many soldiers?
Nay, lad. We slaughtered the last of the Tortugans back in June. These scabs are the reinforcements from Hispaniola and Maracaibo. Besides, I don't care what you're coughing about, Gunther. After being cooped up in the Pocus coffee slaves all these years, I'll think you'd be happy to stretch your jabooms for a spell. 3,110,347.
Dios mío, I can no longer feel my hands.
Dios mío this, Dios mío that. Is that the only explanation you know, Gunther?
What are you talking about? 7,999,974.
Dios mío! It's the only thing what you ever say. Don't you realize, as pirates, we're free to draw from the most colorful lexicon of phrases imaginable. You could yell anything out from "frog me for a fishwife" to "shiver me shorts." But all you ever say is "Dios mío." I really don't get you, mate.
I don't know, Bill. I'm pretty happy with Dios mío. It's like a Swiss Army knife, you know, it's suitable for any occasion, easy to pack, all sorts of
things. Well, smack me for a jiggly magistrate. That last one nearly's got blood on the exquisitely crafted cuff of me frock coat from Top Notch Clothing. And looky that, an armada of troop transport just docked. Fresh from Madrid, I'll wager. Enough of this land tripe. It's time we end this dance.
And just what do you propose to do, Bilge? Unless you have a tactical nuclear device in your trousers, I don't see any way out of this.
Ah, Gunther, you forget. Any jacket from Top Notch Clothing can also double as an invisibility cloak. Let's see if we can lose this army. Just sidle up to me port, lad.
With pleasure.
That's close enough, bloke. Now let's both duck beneath this frock and...
Dios mío!
Where did they go?
They've escaped!
There! Over there!
Behind them!
Oh, over there!
Where did they go?
The scurvy blokes!
Bilge Monkey?
Aye, Gunther?
This is really an unexpected turn of events.
I know, Gunther, I know. But it was all I could think of, so just go with it, okay?
And so, After destroying a combined 12,110,443 Spaniards in over 6 months of non-stop hand-to-hand combat, Bilge Monkey and Gunther turn invisible and escape, much to the bewilderment of the Spaniards, and pretty much everyone else as well. Ever so quietly, they duck and dodge their way between the remaining soldiers and then head down toward the Tortuga docks to steal, buy, or stow away along the next ship out of town. It's really anybody's guess when Bilge Monkey's involved, so let's watch and find out.
Bilge Monkey, why are we standing in a line full of children?
Is that a monkey?
Battleboat rentals, Gunther. It's the only part of the wharf what's not being closely spotted by the guard of coasters.
Are you a monkey?
So long as we lay to and keep an even keel, we shouldn't rouse attention. And we're out of here in a
are
shite.
You a monkey?
And then it's the high seas and the wind that...
I said, are you a monkey?
Ah! How'd you like it if some snivel grabbed your tail and pulled at your knee-biting scab?
You know, just because you're wearing a pirate hat doesn't mean you can act like a jerk.
Well, stab me. I'm sure and certain to love nothing more than to banter broadsides with an ill-bred beastie such as yourself, young lord. But as I'm short on time...
You know, Bilge, we're not going to keep a low profile for long if you start, you know, throwing children into the bay like that, like you just did.
Put a cork in it, Gunther. We're up.
Can I help you?
Aye, knave. My mate and I would fancy a rod in one of your paddle boats. You got one with a cannon?
Yeah, of course. Hold on. That'll be 5 pieces of 8, for an hour. You guys can have boat 12.
Beaut. Let's roll, Gunther.
At long last, after years of captivity and months of bloodshed, Bilge Monkey was again a captain. And what a vessel she was! An I&R, Industries Calypso water wheelie, complete with swim ladder and built-in cooler. Her faded blue hull, a full 96 inches from stem to stern, number 12 was fast, weatherly, and built for outdoor summer fun.
Bilge, I don't really think this boat was meant for a deep water voyage.
Relax, Gunther. She'll hold, or darn me for a sock.
But I can't even see land anymore. If a storm, you know, if it strikes, we never make it to Port Royal.
Well, on that account, you needn't grind your noodle one moment more. We ain't going to Port Royal. We're on straight to Madagascar.
But that's across the Atlantic.
Aye, Gunther. Aye.
And so the journey begins. Freedom achieved, and adventures ahead. Bilge Monkey and Gunther paddled into the sunset together, in a very manly, non-romantic way. And yet, having dodged the Spanish guards, the Spanish Armada, and dozens of angry parents, their departure did not go wholly unnoticed. For something was following them. Something massive and tentacled, that traveled just beneath the waves. A deep-sea creature of pure evil that had waited patiently for Bilge Monkey's return to the ocean, a return to its domain. Tonight's broadcast was brought to you by Top Notch Clothing Company, bringing you the finest in Jack Sparrow replica clothing since 2003. Visit Top Notch Clothing Company at topnotchcostumes.com. Top Notch Clothing would like to caution visitors that Top Notch products may not grant the power of invisibility. Tonight's show was written by Bilge Monkey and featured the voice talent of John Ollier as the narrator, Matt Utley as Gunther, Drew Heidgerken as the Spanish Armada, the Spanish Children, and the Paddleboat Rental Guy, and Bilge Monkey as Bilge Monkey. Music composition by John Ollier.